with everything that Mr. Neal's certification to anybody if they were illegal. Everybody thought they were illegal. The police let them do it, and naturally they had a problem. And third, 90% of the problems, the fireworks that they were bothered by, were bottle rockets that would be fizzing through the air. If this bill, and I'm not saying that it's amend this bill, but if you do pass this bill, I really suggest you just don't close your eyes and say, let's ban fireworks except for some sparklers or something. Get right down in there and do some work and find out what are the dangerous fireworks and what are not the dangerous fireworks. Ask the state fire marshal, what type of fireworks cause the fires? I bet most of them come from bottle rockets. What about ground displays? Now, there's been some talk about cones and these things that sit on the ground, but there's other type of ground displays that sit down on the ground, and they shoot up into the air, and they may tell her. Let me tell you, you pay $7 for something, you're not going to be misusing it like you are for something you pay 3 or 4 cents. The larger bottle rockets that cost $1, $1.25 each, you don't find little kids running around shooting those off at everybody or shooting them up in the sky and misusing those. I think before, if you get to that point, and I really hope you don't, but if you do get to that point of outlawing fireworks, that you look at what fireworks you outlaw, and you really get down and do some work and do some research, because the ones that are mentioned in this bill to be outlawed are not only the dangerous ones, supposedly, but there are a lot of fireworks that can be used safely, that are used safely, and that do consume a fair portion of the fireworks that are sold. It helps the vendors out, obviously. It helps the public out. I don't want to say that I don't agree with everything that Mr. Neal said. I do support his idea of 16 and older. I do hesitantly, but I think it's a good idea, like the idea of limiting the sale of fireworks to 2 weeks. Raising the insurance, I have no idea about whether or not that's a good idea or not. He had 4 ideas, and I'm not sure what his 4th Amendment was. There's also been a lot of talk today about local control. We're having problems in Anchorage. We're having problems in sewers. How many violations? Thousands of violations. How many people? I want you to ask yourself, how many people do you know that have been arrested for a fireworks violation? Not too many. You shoot a gun off in town, they find out who it is, they'll arrest you. That's why guns aren't shut off in town. We have laws. Laws aren't worth a hoot if people don't enforce them. If sewer's not going to enforce their laws or put some meat behind their laws, if Anchorage isn't going to put some meat behind their laws or enforce their laws, where do they get off coming running to the state and asking them to do the job for them? And at the same time, eliminate all the people, including myself, down at Steriski Creek, shooting off fireworks over the ocean.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
I hate to interrupt you, but we're running out of time, and I have a couple of more people that were running over time. Could you finish off and send us any more comments via mail?
That's fine. Matter of fact, I only had 1 or 2 comments when I walked in here. I came here about 3:30. I was the first one, and I just kept writing down more and more. I'm sorry, that took so long. I think you've got the drift of what I've said.
Thank you very much. The committee meeting is supposed to end at 4:30, but because there are 2 or 3 people still waiting, I want to be able, we have permission to run over, but as far as those of you who are here present from Juneau, I'm sorry that there wasn't time for you to testify at this time, but the committee is not going to take any action on this today, and we will be having another meeting and notify you so you can come and finish the testimony. I'm supposed to be at another committee meeting. I'm 10 minutes late, so I'm going to ask the vice chair to listen, to take over the mic and the chair, and we'll hear from Paul Rowe in Soldotna, Beverly Jones in Homer, and anyone else around the sites who still have something to add. Thank you all very much for participating, but we will now go to Soldotna and Paul Rowe. Vice Chair Navarre.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'd like to just go to Soldotna and listen to the testimony of the person who has left there. Okay.
Thank you. My name is Paul Rowe, and I'm a 21-year resident of the state, and I have a wide circle of friends and family that all enjoy fireworks, and ever since we've been in the state, and there's never been any accidents. We've never had any problems, but in that same period of time, my circle of friends, there was one death by fire, including surface would appear that there's a need for, but frankly, in the justification page, I see no real justification for this bill. The laws are in place that as far as public nuisance, endangering people, malicious mischief, those are all enforceable laws and are there. And if the, like the previous gentleman said, if the police are willing to arrest people for those sort of things, then they will be arrested. There is no need for a new law. I've listened to all the testimony, nearly all of it. I missed the first few minutes. But I was impressed by the professional people, the firemen and the police that testified. But bear in mind, they're coming from one point of view. They have nothing but day after day of fires and problems. Anything that will reduce that caseload, they're 100% for, and I mean any bill. So keep bear that in mind. But if you ask your friends these questions, what sort of a society would we have if we went strictly weighing benefits versus hazards? There's not one recreational endeavor that you have in this state that you can't make a case to outlaw if you look at the hazards of it. Not one recreational benefit. This state is, or in fact, no country is totally safe. And if you don't understand the hazards, make your children aware of the hazards before they encounter them, there will be accidents. And it's more of a matter of education for people. But I, in closing, I'd like to urge you people to vote against this bill. It's a bad bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rowe. At this time, I'd like to go to Homer and Beverly Jones.
Yes, this is Beverly Jones. I have been a resident of Alaska for 30 years. I sell fireworks. I have been on the other shoe and not sold them and had my kids buy them. I make my kids behave with them, and this bill, I think House Bill 35, I think it should be no on it. I don't like it. I don't like the way they're going at it. It's what you guys say, they're taking some of our white rights away. If we don't, as adults and parents, give our kids some and make sure what they're doing with it, what are we for? That's what God put us on this earth for, was to be the adult and be able to be what's called above our kids. So that's what we should like. And I'm against House Bill 35, so this will be right now. Since you got no more time, you got all this sign off, and thank you for letting me testify.
Thank you, Mrs. Jones. I'd like to ask the moderators at the different sites whether or not we have anyone else to testify.
Did my sister Lori Hall here? I mean, Ross Fosberg, excuse me, Ross Fosberg.
Where is this at?
Anchorage. Seward also has a person.
Okay, we'll go to Mr. Fosberg in Anchorage and then to Seward. And we are getting very late into this meeting and the teleconference time. I'd like to ask you to please be as concise as possible in your comments. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Chief Fosberg with Anchorage Fire Department. Try to be concise and succinct. We support House Bill 35. Basically, I think the reason would be is to do much to eliminate the importation of fireworks into the Anchorage area from such areas as the Kenai. It certainly would eliminate the nuisance fireworks, which have created a bad enforcement problem. For the committee's information, in 1984, we've identified 5 known incidences involving fireworks as the cause of origin of fire. One fire was in the new carpeting that was stored outside the Robert Rood Senior Center. This caused an estimated $60,000 loss. The other 4 incidences involved peat and brush fires. We have chosen locally, of course, to outlaw the use, sale, storage, possession of fireworks. I think it's important for everyone to read through this bill and note that this bill does not prohibit the use of fireworks. It only prohibits the sale of dangerous fireworks. And the expressions that we've heard is about the use of fireworks. This allows the local communities to adopt more restrictive laws that would prohibit the use of fireworks in their community. I would propose an amendment to Section 1, the A section, that would say Alaska Statute 1872-010A is amended to read, the manufacturer sale or offer to sell dangerous fireworks at wholesale. By adding manufacturer in, we tend to, by law, prohibit the black market manufacturing, supposedly, and the commercial manufacturing of that the federal government condones or approves of it, various fireworks. The federal government approves of fireworks in the various classes for transportation purposes, and that's where it's limited to. We support, the Anchorage Fire Department supports the public, State Department of Public Safety amendments or proposed amendments to the regulations. And this bill allows basically the fireworks of a safe nature in areas that have not chosen to prohibit the use, sale, etc., of fireworks. We certainly are looking forward, from Anchorage's point of view, to the Kenai bill or adoption of their ordinance that would prohibit it. The importation is our problem. We have no argument that the misuse of fireworks is the problem. The obvious low losses in Anchorage, we feel are attributed to our present laws, but everybody knows the numbers that are still being used. Can you, as a committee, imagine what it would be like if we allowed the sale of fireworks within Anchorage? We would certainly have, from our perspective, a higher loss than we do now. I think the point of common sense has been stressed or emphasized here. And what I like to say is common sense dictates a balancing of the effects of the monetary considerations of a few against the safety and the peace of mind of the majority. And that's what we're talking about here. I think locally we can handle the use of fireworks in a community like Anchorage or Kenai or Fairbanks or Seward. However, this bill does a great deal to limit the sale of dangerous fireworks, and that's what we're after. We're looking at life safety, property values, peace of mind, and I think this bill goes a long way to produce what everybody's after. And so the Anchorage Fire Department supports House Bill 35. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fosberg. I'd like to go to Seward now for the testimony from whoever is left there now.
Thank you. This is Dave Squires again. What I wanted to comment on was the gentleman in Anchorage. He wanted to know if the incidences that we had down here, if the people were cited or anything like that or arrested. And my answer to that, yes, they were. All the people who were involved in the incidents were cited. However, but that fact doesn't close the door that the incidents happened. What this bill is trying to do, which I think it is after reading it thoroughly, is to prevent those incidences from happening. So we don't have to cite the individual or arrest them or whatever. We cannot stop the people from bringing in fireworks to Seward right now. And I don't think that there's any feasible way that we could do that except setting up a roadblock at city limits and searching every vehicle that comes in town, which is highly impractical. Most of our problems with this right now has been with the adults, not the children. It's the adults on the car fire that we had down here that were shooting bottle rockets at each other that caused it. Like I said, children is minor to our problems. Our adults that are supposed to be taking care of the children that have caused the biggest problems for us. Mr. March has a comment also. Thank you for your time.
I'm going to limit you, Mr. March, to about 1 minute or less. We don't have time on this teleconference to get into a debate between two differing parties.
I understand. I just have a brief statement, sir. If you have any questions you and the committee want to address the Alaska Fireworks Association, I just want to let you know that you can contact me anytime. I'd be willing to answer anything or clarify anything. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you. Is there anyone else on the teleconference network who would like to testify at this time? And could I get some numbers also? I'm going to assume then that everyone who is on the teleconference network has testified, and at this time I'd like to sign off on the teleconference. At some point, if it becomes necessary, I would hope that either this committee or another committee would schedule another statewide teleconference so we can get more testimony. I expect that as responsible legislators, we will take all of the testimony into account. Thank you. I'd also like to apologize to some of the people who came to testify, particularly Mr. Gerald Farley, who is from out of town, and I would like to ask if you'd like to testify at this time, or if maybe we could accommodate accommodate you at another time when we had more committee members here.
That's right.
We had more people on the teleconference, I think, than was suspected. Also, let's see. I believe all the rest except for Elmer Hurd, who's from the Alaska Division of Forestry, is from Juneau, and I'm afraid we're going to have to schedule you at another time because, I mean, I'd be happy to listen to your testimony, but I think it would be more beneficial to people across the state if we had more people here. And unfortunately, because of the time frame we have this year, 120-day limit, we have meetings scheduled all day long. And I was luckily not scheduled for anything today. On any other day, and we'd probably been scheduled for something, and we would have no one here. But thank you for coming, and I hope that we can accommodate you at some point in the future. With that, there are no objections from the committee members. Meeting is adjourned.